Number 6. From an early age, it seemed like Nancy Grace Roman's destiny was among the stars. Indeed, she could hardly stop thinking about space. She frequently drew pictures of the moon, and her mother would sometimes take her for walks and point out the different constellations in the night sky. When she was in fifth grade, she even started an astronomy club with the girls in her neighborhood. Of course, becoming a female astronomer was no simple spacewalk. In high school, she had already decided on her career path, and she asked her guidance counselor if she could study more math rather than the Latin language. The counselor made it clear that she believed math was not for women, even though she was a woman herself. But there was no stopping Roman's trajectory. Despite facing similar opposition in college and graduate school, she eventually earned degrees in astronomy from top U.S. schools. Roman joined NASA in 1959 and became its first chief of astronomy. She was also the first female executive at the young organization, where she felt that she was finally accepted as a fellow scientist rather than looked down on as a woman. There, she aimed to convince people that the future of astronomy was based in space rather than on the ground. Telescopes on Earth look at space through the planet's atmosphere, which reduces the image quality. But space-based instruments face no such problem. Eventually, Roman's work paid off. She was able to assemble a team to plan and develop the Hubble Space Telescope. It launched in 1990, and it continues to be used today. Roman earned the respect of her peers, several prestigious awards, and even a toy Lego likeness before she died in 2018 at the age of 93. She not only gave the world a clearer view of space, but she also paved the way for other women to find careers in science and engineering. Roman was truly out of this world.